I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo. In the headlines, rebranding program on Ghana's investment potential via website designed. Former MPP majority leader in parliament defends decision to go independent. Portugal's governing socialist party concedes defeat in country's general election. Massive celebration in Yemen over reported departure of President Saleh to Saudi Arabia for treatment. And source of deadly E. coli outbreak traced to small farm in northern Germany. First summary by Jonathan Thompson.
A nationwide rebranding program of all data relating to the country's investment potential is being designed and will be available on a website. The Deputy Minister of Information, Baba Jamal, announced this in Tamale as part of a nationwide tour. Mr. Jamal therefore called on the media to propagate the policies of government to the people. Former MPP Majority Leader in Parliament, Ibrahim Osei Edu, says his decision to contest as independent candidate for the Tema West parliamentary seat is non-negotiable and irrevocable. In a statement, the former MP urged his supporters to remain united, be focused in the face of falsehoods, and work hard to support Mr. Edu's victory. Portugal's governing Socialist Party has conceded defeat in the country's general election. Socialist leader José Sócrates accepted responsibility for the defeat and resigned as head of the party. The victorious center-right Social Democrats, led by Pedro Passos Coelho, are expected to form a majority with the Conservatives. There is massive jubilation in Yemen over the reported departure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh to Saudi Arabia for treatment. President Saleh is recovering from surgery in Saudi Arabia, where he was flown for medical treatment over the weekend after he was wounded in an attack on his presidential compound. And a farm in northern Germany has been identified as the most likely source of the infections in the E. coli outbreak that has killed 22 people. German officials are awaiting results of tests on the farm's produce that will offer more conclusive proof.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
The news now in detail. Plans are underway for governments to roll out a nationwide rebranding program to ensure that all data relating to the country's investment potential will be available on a website. Deputy Minister of Information Baba Jamal said this when he addressed journalists in Tamale as part of a nationwide tour. The tour is aimed at galvanizing the support of the media, which is the fourth estate of the realm. This is because the media plays a critical role in effective democratic development. We bring you a news desk report.
The Deputy Minister's tour has so far taken him to the Upper West, Upper East and Northern regions. Mr. Jamal called on the media to promote the Better Ghana Development Agenda, saying the media is an instrument for development. He said the media, whether pro or anti-government, are always welcome to partner the government in championing the country's development aspirations. He said government welcomes constructive criticism, but such must take into consideration the professional ethics of journalism that required practitioners to cross-check facts before publishing. Mr. Jamal said government, in its quest to be non-discriminative in the media landscape, has considered some media houses perceived as anti-government in its activities and had even included most of them in the present foreign travels. Touching on the present style of governance, he said President Mo wants sanity to prevail in the country and has so far been cautious as to what criminal issues to prosecute, adding that MPP members are not enemies to the NDC, but rather brothers and sisters. He said it is only in Ghana that ruling government and opposition will sit together and deliberate on election matters, all due to the prevailing peace and press freedom which we must all protect. The Northern Regional Minister, Moses Bukari Magbenga, lauded the excellent working relationship between the Regional Coordinating Council and the media in the region and urged them to continue with the cordiality.
The News Desk report. Salt Pond Offshore Producing Company Limited says the company engaged in genuine business and is ready to cooperate with the national security apparatus in any investigations it intends to carry out. This was contained in a statement issued by the Chief Executive Officer Quincy Sentimabwaje. He said the Customs, Excise and Preventive Service (CEPS) has carried out a forensic audit on the operations of the SOPCL and is currently in possession of the report, adding that the state has representatives on its board of directors. Mr. Bwaje said the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation monitors SOPCL activities and it would have raised the red flag if it found any underhand dealings. He decried the tendency of some people to undermine genuine businesses for reasons best known to themselves and said SOPCL is Ghana's oldest producer of crude oil. He said the company operates the salt pond field and stores the crude pending lifting in storage tanker the MT Bonsu. SOPCL also leases storage space in MT Bonsu to its major off-taker. The CEO said reputation was priceless in the oil industry and nothing should be done to undermine a Ghanaian company that has been in the oil business for the past 11 years, adding that SOPCL did not deal in petroleum products but produced crude oil and had never sold its products on the Ghanaian market. He also pointed out that it was the activities of SOPCL that put Ghana on the world oil map and attracted the exploration that led to the huge discoveries of oil and gas. A South African-based company with a subsidiary in Ghana, New Alpha Refinery, is undertaking feasibility studies to establish a second refinery in Ghana. The refinery will be located in the Western Region. A power generation plant using gas turbines will also be established. The executive chairman of New Alpha Refinery Ghana, Meryl Julie, said the management is equipping itself to train personnel for the oil and gas industry. He said the company is negotiating with the Ministry of Energy and other interested groups such as landowners to fast-track the proposal and conduct a technical audit to enable them to use Tema Oil Refinery as module for the training. The project, which comes with import and export facilities, a tank farm, and a gas turbine, will have the capacity to process 200,000 barrels of crude per day. This will be more than four times the capacity of TOL. Mr. Julie said the company will supply neighboring countries with refined products such as petrol and jet fuel. He noted that a second refinery is necessary because of the rising consumption of petroleum products, which currently stands at about 3 billion liters annually. This, he observed, is inadequate to keep up with the trend despite importation of refined products. Former MPP Majority Leader in Parliament, Abraham Osei Edu, has defended his decision to go independent in the Clema West parliamentary contest for the 2012 elections. He said his decision is non-negotiable and irrevocable. His spokesperson, Kwesi Poku-Bosompem, stated in a statement that the attention of the former majority leader supporters have been drawn to certain media publications by certain leading members of the MPP that Mr. Osei Edu has rescinded his decision to contest as an independent candidate. Mr. Bosompem said having nurtured and led the party in Tema West for more than a decade and fully aware of the implications of his decision, the former majority leader was not perturbed by those publications but would continue to remain resolute. The spokesperson therefore urged the teeming supporters of the former majority leader to remain united and focus in the face of falsehoods and continue to work hard to ensure Mr. Edu's victory. The National Youth Secretariat of the CPP has expressed worry about the conduct of some older persons in the society. The CPP says senior citizens have a divine duty to lead lifestyles that the youth can emulate. A statement signed by the Deputy National Youth Organizer of the party, Francis Opaitete, condemns the use of abusive language in the media by some political leaders. The statement also recounts the numerous reports of sexual misconduct of some pastors and teachers and the general violence in the society. The party therefore appeals to religious bodies civil society and concerned individuals and groups to team up with government and its agencies to maintain law and order and to ensure that good examples and standards are set for the youth. Thus, the CPP believes will help to solve unemployment and other problems facing the nation. The Takwa in Swayem Municipal Chief Executive, Mrs. Christiana Kobina, has cautioned against plain partisan politics with the management and use of products and use of projects and facilities meant for the society. Thus, she said, is to ensure that every member of the society, irrespective of their political persuasions, benefits from such facilities. Mrs. Kobina was speaking at the inauguration of boreholes for three communities in a slaughterhouse at Takwa. This is to ease the perennial water crisis and prevent the continuous reliance on and use of unsafe water in the municipality. The three communities are Simpa Nkwanta, Pataho and Amansei. Patrons of the boreholes will be charged 5 pesos per bucket to generate funds for the maintenance of the facility and other developmental projects. Mrs. Kobina said committees will be formed in the various communities to manage the funds and maintain the facility to prevent its breakdown. The Municipal Water and Sanitation Officer, Michael Kojo Johnson, who explained the duties of the committees, said an account will be opened into which monies from the project will be paid and that auditors will check the accounts every 3 months to ensure that the funds are properly utilized. Mr. Johnson said members of the committee will be trained to ensure that they discharge their duties effectively. The communities were grateful to the assembly but appealed for the provision of school buildings and improved road network in the Bunza area. A pharmacist in the National Malaria Control Program, Sylvester Sebeya, has entreated Ghanaians to embrace interventions geared towards eradicating malaria. He says the National Malaria Control Program has ensured that treated bed nets and medicines are made available and affordable to help fight the disease. Mr. Sebeya was speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point. The introduction of the rapid diagnostic test kit, he noted, has helped stem the prevalence of the disease. He noted that treated bed nets are now being distributed to many more Ghanaians, unlike in previous years, where only pregnant women and children under 5 years were the only targets. On access to treatment, the National Coordinator of the Affordable Medicine, Madame Vivian Orban, said the World Health Organization, through the Global Fund, has subsidized about 95% of the cost of manufacturing. Thus, she noted, has reduced the price of medicines to about 1 cedi 50 pesos. She stressed that malaria medicines, known as ACTs or artesunate amodiaquine and coartem, are the only recommended medicines for treatment of the disease. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories, rebranding program on Ghana's investment potential via website designed. Former MPP majority leader in parliament defends decision to go independent. Portugal's governing socialist party concedes defeat in country's general election. Massive celebration in Yemen over reported departure of President Saleh to Saudi Arabia for treatment. And source of deadly E. coli outbreak traced to small farm in northern Germany.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The rest of the news. Former President John Jacob Kufuor returned home yesterday from the 33rd Congress of the German Protestant Church in Dresden, Germany. A statement signed by spokesperson Frank Jacob said while in Germany, the former president made a presentation on the topic towards a new world order at the Congress, which attracted more than 100,000 people from around the world. According to the statement, Mr. Kufuor said the reality of the global village called for closer collaboration among states no matter their background. He added that in this new global village, national borders can no longer protect citizens from threats, stating that despair and poverty provides a fertile breeding ground for extremism, which can export its violence thousands of miles away. 104 employees of AngloGold Ashanti Eduaprim mine at Takwa have been awarded for their long and dedicated service to the company. Employees who have served for 20 years received 2.5 pockets of roofing sheets, 20 bags of cement, and a small generator. Those who worked for 15 years received 1.5 pockets of roofing sheets and a deep freezer. Employees who have served the company for 10 years and 5 years were also rewarded. The managing director of the company, Billy Mawasha, said the annual award scheme was initiated in 1995 to show appreciation to employees who have worked hard to sustain the company. He said this year 8,500 Ghana cedis was spent on the awards, adding that the company would do its best to retain its workers. The president of the Apostolic Church Ghana, Apostle Ebenezer Abrabrese, has entreated Christians to be abreast of Bible teachings so as not to fall prey to the deeds of charlatan pastors. He said the act of jumping from one pastor to another for so-called consultations is what these pastors exploit for personal gains. Apostle Abrabrese made this known at a church service in Accra for his elevation as the new president of the Apostolic Church Ghana. He said political upheavals in neighboring countries must serve as a deterrent to every citizen. Apostle Abrabrese urged Christians to renew their faith in God, since he is the only source of hope to mankind. He announced plans by the church to start a university project to help boost the country's manpower base. The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, has cautioned government to prudently use the country's natural resources, especially oil. God, he said, will hold everyone accountable for bestowed resources and talent. Right Reverend Amenu was speaking at a Thanksgiving service for the Second Synod of the West Volta Presbytery in Accra. Here's a report by Doreen Ampofo and Yvonne Atilego.
Right Reverend Francis Amenu said God has blessed Ghana with a lot of natural resources such as gold, bauxite, cocoa, and recently oil. He however wondered why most Ghanaians continue to wallow in poverty. He taxed the country's leaders to work hard to ensure that the resources are managed well for the benefit of all and not for a selected few. Right Reverend Amenu also expressed worry about false prophets who predict doomsday for personal aggrandizement. He encouraged Christians not to pay attention to such charlatans, but rather pray relentlessly. The Second Synod of the West Volta Presbytery is an annual gathering of various EP churches in the Greater Accra and Eastern regions. It is used to take stock and evaluate the activities and performance of the churches under West Volta in order to plan for the future.
Yvonne Atilego and Doreen Ampofo's report. We'll be back with international stories.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Portugal's governing Socialist Party has admitted defeat in the general election. Socialist leader José Sócrates said he accepted responsibility for the defeat and resigned as head of the party. The victorious center-right Social Democrats, led by Pedro Passos Solho, are expected to form a majority with the Conservatives. The new government must implement a demanding austerity program as a condition for an EU bailout. Exit polls gave the PSD between 37% and 42.5% of the vote, ahead of the Socialist, who scored between 24.4% and 30%. Announcing his resignation to party supporters in Lisbon, Mr. Sócrates said he wants to give the Socialist Party the space to discuss its future and select a new leadership. Final results in Peru's presidential election runoff suggests leftist Ollanta Humaya has taken a narrow lead over right-wing candidate Keiko Fujimori. The polls indicate a lead of about 2% for Mr. Humala, a one-time ally of Venezuela's leader Hugo Chavez. Ms. Fujimori is the daughter of jailed ex-president Alberto Fujimori. Preliminary results from the three separate polling companies indicate that Mr. Humala has won about 51% of the vote, with Ms. Fujimori trailing with about 49%. Mr. Humala said Mr. Humala and Ms. Fujimori led the field after the first round on 10th April. They sought the defeat of three centrist candidates. No candidates gained more than 50% needed to win the election outright. If Mr. Humala is confirmed as the winner, he will succeed Alan Garcia, who could not stand for a second term. Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh is recovering from surgery in Saudi Arabia to remove a shrapnel from his chest. President Saleh was flown to Saudi Arabia on a medical flight over the weekend, a day after he was wounded in an attack on his presidential compound in Sana'a. Thousands of people in Yemen have been celebrating his departure after weeks of anti-government protest. It remains unclear whether Mr. Saleh will return to Yemen. There are reports he will remain in Saudi Arabia for 2 weeks to recover. A farm in northern Germany has been identified as the most likely source of many of the infections in the E. coli outbreak that has left 22 people dead. The farm, which produces bean sprouts, is located south of Hamburg, the epicenter of the outbreak that has also made more than 2,000 people ill. German officials are awaiting results of tests on the farm's produce that will offer more conclusive proof. The farm has been closed and Germans advised to stop eating bean sprouts. The UN is investigating clashes that broke out in Sudan's oil-producing state of South Kordofan. The volatile region is on the northern side of the border with South Sudan, but is home to many who fought for the South in Sudan's long civil war. Tensions have been rising ahead of South Sudan's formal independence from the North in July. Flashpoint issues include the exact position of the common border and the fate of the disputed Abyei region. The final round of the matches of the Glo Premier League were played yesterday at all the league centres. There were some grueling encounters as four teams were battling to avoid relegation while others were gunning for a top four finish. At Akonsombo, Mighty Jets beat Ebusian Dwarfs by a lone goal. Visiting Ashanti Gold defeated Brekum Chelsea by 3-0. Accra Hearts of Oak also beat Kumasi Kinfaisal by 2-1. In the other results, Kumasi Asante Kotoko beat Mendiama FC by 1-0. And Dansoman Liberty Professionals lost by a lone goal against Wa All Stars. While Kwando Heart of Lions, who also played at home, lost 2-1 to BA Stars. Brekum Arsenals won 3-1 against New Edubiase, and in Tamale, RTU and Eduana Stars settled for 1-1. As it stands now, BA Stars, Real Tamale United and Kumasi Kinfaisal have been relegated. This will, however, have to be confirmed after all disputes, protests and challenges are settled. Jonathan Thompson now presents editorials of today's papers.
The Daily Graphic adds its voice to the numerous calls on drivers to be circumspect when driving. To the paper, Ghana is far from developing an enviable alternative transport system for commuters, leaving travelers with the option of traveling by road. It is for this reason that the carnage on the roads must stop. The paper says a nation cannot build a healthy society when most citizens are maimed through road accidents to a point that they cannot contribute their quota. The paper therefore calls on institutions like the National Road Safety Commission, MTTU and others to restore the confidence of the public in traveling by road. And the Business and Financial Times is worried about the poor state of the Tema motorway. The paper says, as a country, nothing has been done to complement the vision of the first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, for building landmark monuments like the Tema Harbour and the motorway, which need maintenance and upgrading. The paper calls on the highway authorities to immediately rehabilitate the flagship road. And those were the editorials by Jonathan Thompson.
To end the news, the main points again. A nationwide rebranding program of all data relating to the country's investment potential is being designed and will be available on a website. The Deputy Minister of Information, Baba Jamal, announced this in Tamale as part of a nationwide tour. Former NPP Majority Leader in Parliament, Ibrahim Osei Edu, says his decision to contest as independent as an independent candidate for the Tema West parliamentary seat is non-negotiable and irrevocable. In a statement, the former MP urged his supporters to remain united, be focused in the face of falsehoods, and work hard to support his victory. Portugal's governing Socialist Party has conceded defeat in the country's general election. Socialist leader José Sócrates accepted responsibility for the defeat and resigned as head of the party. There is massive jubilation in Yemen over the reported departure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh to Saudi Arabia for treatment. President Saleh is recovering from surgery in Saudi Arabia, where he was flown for medical treatment over the weekend after he was wounded in an attack on his residential compound. And a farm in northern Germany has been identified as the most likely source of the infections in the E. coli outbreak that has killed 22 people. German officials are awaiting results of tests on the farm produce that will offer more conclusive proof. That ends the news from Radio Ghana.